Today's shiur is Masechta Erevin, Daf Chaf Hei, and we will begin on Daf Chaf Hei Amud Aleph, on the second line on the top. As we have been learning over the last shiurim, Chazal said if you have a karfif, which is a field, a yard, which is larger than a base of sayim, you may not carry there if it's an area that was shloi hukaf latira, if it wasn't made for people to live there. And now the Gemara, as we'll be discussing, comes up with solutions. How are the possible solutions? How one could carry into such an area? So the Gemara says, "Karfif yosim beis asayim." You have a karfif which is larger than a beis asayim, shloi hukaf ladira, which wasn't enclosed to be a place of dwelling, and therefore one may not carry there. Ubal amato, if you want to make the area smaller, that it shouldn't be a base of sign, and therefore you should be allowed to carry there. The halacha is mi'atah b'milonis. If you plant the trees there, and that the trees will take up space, the halacha is lo yaveh mi'at. The halacha doesn't consider it a legitimate way of lessening the area. However, bona ba'omud gvoya asara, you put there a beam that's 10 tefachim tall, rochav arba, and 4 tefachim wide, that it has a significance for itself, then have a meat, it does have the ability of lessening that area. Pachas mishloisha, however, if it's less than 3 tefachim wide, lo yaveh mi'at. Because when it's less than 3 tefachim wide, as we've had many times, it's not considered a significant area, and since it's not considered a significant, it doesn't have the ability to lessen the area. If, however, says the Gemara, Mishloish Shavat Arba, if it's greater than, it's wider than 3 tefachim, but it isn't quite yet 4 tefachim, Rava Amma, Rava says, have a meat, it will serve as a way of lessening the area of the karfif. Rava Amma, loy have a meat, it will not be acceptable. And the Gemara explains itself. Rava Ava have a meat, Rava says it will lessen the area of the karfif. The Nafik Lemitaris Lovid. Once it's not in the category of Lovid, and we know we've discussed Lovid many times, that if there's a space of less than 3 tefachim, the halacha looks like that area is enclosed. So we see that when it's less than 3 tefachim, the halacha doesn't consider it significant. And when it's greater than 3 tefachim, it is significant. And therefore, when it's greater than 3 tefachim, it could serve as an area to lessen the size of the karfif. Rav Avaloy Avamit, Rav disagrees, even though I have in Mokam Arba, since it doesn't have a significance for itself, it doesn't have a width of Arba, like Choshev, it's not considered Choshev, and therefore it can't limit that area. So the Rajba says that our Mishnah, the Agamar just taught us, that if you lessen the area with trees, trees will not make it, not take away from the area of the karfif. And the reason that trees don't have that ability, explained the Rajba, because trees are part of where we live. It's normal to have trees there. And since it's normal to have trees there, that can't be considered a place that takes away from the karfif. And in fact, the Rishonim go on to say that we learned in our previous year that there's a difference how the trees are set up. So maybe here also there should be a difference. And if the trees are only set up in proper rows, then they don't have the ability to lessen the area. But maybe otherwise they do have the ability to lessen the areas. Say the Rishonim doesn't make a difference. Trees are not considered a place that can lessen the area. Furthermore, the Rajba points out that our Gemara speaks about trees. What about a pit? What would be the halacha if you'll have a pit in that area? What will be the halacha with a pit? Does the pit have the ability to lessen the area? What is the status of a pit? The Gemara doesn't seem to speak about it. So the Rajba says that the Gemara, by not mentioning a pit, seemingly wants to treat the pit like a treat a trees. And just like trees are common to be in the karfif, and since trees are commonly in the karfif, they don't lessen the area of the karfif, so too will be the halacha regarding a pit. There are the other rishonim, Tosfos, however, on the daf chapez of the very maskul bar, disagrees. He says that a pit will lessen the area of a karfif, because a pit is not considered a real area that's common to a karfif, and therefore it does have the ability to limit the pit. So here we see an important issue, that sometimes you put something into an area, and by putting that into the area, it can lessen the area. So the Tshuvas Masham, Shalosh Tshuvas Masham, Chel Gimel Simen Reish Tzadik Gimel, discusses what's going to be halacha. We know that the minimum size of a room that it's mechuyib and mezuzah is a dalad al dalad. So what's going to be halacha if I have a room that's dalad al dalad, but now I have a situation where that room doesn't have has furniture in it. What would be the halacha? Does that furniture take away from the shear of the room or not? So he says that our Gemara is a raya. He says, and he says that anything that's meant to be in the room is considered part of the room and will not take off from the room. But if it's not meant to be in the room, then it takes off from the dimensions of the room. However, there are poskim that say that it only depends if it's there on a permanent basis, if you put something there that can't be moved, or it's something that can be moved. Even if it's something that isn't part of the room, but if it wasn't installed in a permanent basis, the halacha is that it doesn't take away from the shear of the room. And I saw the Rav Shlomo Zalman in the Shalos Tshuvos Micha Shlomo, Chelik Beis Simen Nun Vav, Ois Aleph, has a similar situation. He says that, let's say, we learned that a sukkah has special shiurim. What's going to be a halacha if you have a sukkah that is just the minimum shear, but in the middle of the sukkah, many times people build the sukkahs in different areas, and there may be pre-existing articles in that sukkah. And he says the same halacha would apply, that if you have something in your sukkah, a pre-existing area in your sukkah, and it's not really something that's part of the sukkah, and it's permanently there, it will diminish the shear of the sukkah, and you may end up not having a kosher sukkah. Continues the Gemara. Hirchik min hakoyso. Now the Gemara discusses another situation. The Gemara discusses now a situation where you have a wall, and as we're going to discuss a number of times in our shiurim now, that the wall has to be made hukah fadira. The wall that was put up around your karfif had to be put up with the intention that it should be a dwelling area. The wall that was put up around the karfif that we are discussing now was not put up properly with that intention. So since it wasn't put up properly with that intention, it obviously cannot serve as a wall. But the discussion we're now going to have is, if you build another wall, when will the new wall be considered a new wall that could now be and this new wall obviously you built that it should be l'shem dira, it should be for area of residence. When will it work and when won't it work? Says the Gemara, Herchek min hakoysel, if you distance from the original wall, arba, four tfachim, vasa mechitza, and you make now a mechitza, and this new wall that you erected, you made l'shem mechitza, hoyel. You will certainly be allowed to carry in this karfif. It's a proper wall that was made l'shem dira, and it works. The Ritva, however, says, so now the Ritva, the big machlokes rishonim, when we say here that you make a new wall, and if you make the new wall, that will be, and if it's four tefachim away from the original wall, it'll certainly work. what is the halacha when, how much of a new wall must you make? So Ritva says that the new wall that you have to make has to be so large that it runs parallel to the existing wall. The Rosh disagrees, and the Rosh says that it's enough if the new wall is just 10 tefachim, because a wall that's 10 tefachim is considered a wall, and therefore you don't have to have more than 10 tefachim. And the Miri, and that's the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch, that the Shulchan Aruch also paskins that way, in as long as the new wall is 10 tefachim, it's considered an adequate wall. And the Meiri is even more lenient. And the Meiri says that even if, as long as the new wall is just 4 tefachim, it will be satisfactory as well. Continues the Gemara, Pachis mi shloisha, if the new wall is within 3 tefachim of the old wall, everybody agrees loy hoil, it will not be effective. Because it's just a continuation, it's just of the existing wall because of lovet. The question is, mishloisha v'arba, when there's a distance of between 3 and 4 tefachim between the new wall and the old wall. Rava mahoil, Rava says it works. Rava ma'inamoil, it will not be an effective wall. And the Gemara explains itself. Rava mahoil, Rava says it's effective. The nafik lemitaris loved. Since the new wall is more than 3 tefachim away from the original wall, so if it's that much away from the original wall, it's not loved. And since it's not loved, it's not considered a continuation of that wall. It's considered a new wall. Rav Ava Einemoyl, it's not going to be significant. It's not going to be considered a new wall. Because even though I have a Mokam Arba, since you don't have a distance, a 4 tefachim between the two walls, like Chashav, you can't consider the new wall a Chashav wall. So why, if it's less than 3 tefachim, doesn't it work? Because we say lovel, loved. And Rashi explains, we're going to have a concept that we're going to learn later in our shir, that mechitza gava mechitza. If you put one mechitza on top of another mechitza, it doesn't accomplish anything. Similarly, when the new wall is within 3 tefachim of the old wall, it doesn't accomplish anything because love it connects the two walls. As the shals tshuvas chacham tzvi, but here we're applying the concept of loved lahachmir. We are saying that since the new wall is within 3 tefachim of the old wall, we're going to say loved, and it won't be considered a separate and new wall. As the Chacham Tzvi, that we've quoted the opinion of the Ramah, that Ramah paskins that we don't say loved lahachmir. So how come over here, as the Ramah, can we apply the concept of loved lahachmir and say that because of loved, I don't have a wall? So so the answer to the Chacham Tzvi's question really is encompassed in what Rashi just said. Rashi said that mechitza al gaba mechitza is not a good mechitza. You built a new mechitza. There's no question that you built a new mechitza. But even though there's no question that you built a new mechitza, in order that mechitza should have the ability to do what the mechitza needs to do, it has to have a significance. So the Gemara is not saying loved lahachmir. The Gemara is saying that we want to create a mechitza. And the Chacham Tzvi suggests there's a difference when we use loved to close up an area versus when we use loved to create a wall. When we use loved to close up an area, so then there's a concept that we don't say loved lahachmer. But here we're trying to use the loved to create a wall. You can't create a wall when the wall doesn't have a significance, and that's not called the application of loved lahachmer. As the Ritva, that we learned earlier in our Masechta, that when it came to Hilchas Klayim, the Gemara of Tazayin and Mabez, that you need to have a separation between one area and another area in order that you should be able to plant without any question two different species, we learned that as long as the mechitza has gimel tefachim, it's considered a good mechitza. And why over here I would be being much stricter in Hilchas Mechitza? So he answers a very important teretz. There was no chazaka. There was no standing rule what is the status of this field? So the halacha is that any wall that we erect will be considered satisfactory to make a separation. Our Gemara, says the Ritva, is a whole different situation. Our Gemara is referring to a situation where this was a karfif. It was a karfif shloi hukaf ladira. And since it was a karfif shloi hukaf ladira, as we are learning, a karfif shloi hukaf ladira, you're not allowed to carry in such an area. We want to change the rule. We want to be able to now carry in this area. To be able to change the existing rule is much more complicated. And for that, we have to have a real wall. And the walls that we're discussing in our Gemara are not considered satisfactory walls. However, says the Gemara, Rav Simi Masna Lekula. Rav Simi has a different version of this machlaitis, and it's Lekula. That means, according to him, Rava and Rava did not argue that if there's an omud that's between 3 and 4 tefachim, that a beam that's between 3 and 4 tefachim, that it will certainly lessen the size of the karfif. Certainly, he will also say that when you have a wall which is between 3 and 4 tefachim away from the existing wall, that that's considered a new wall, and if that wall was made l'shem dira, you'll be able to carry in that karfif. The machloikis is when you have a beam which is less than 3 tefachim, or you put the new wall less than 3 tefachim from the old wall. Rav is going to hold that even when the new wall is less than 3 tefachim from the old wall, or even when the beam is less than 3 tefachim wide, it's still going to be acceptable. And according to Rava, that's not going to be acceptable. And the way I sort of go in Yaakov explains the machlokes. Number one, we're dealing with a karfif. So a karfif is only issa derabbanan. Number two, anything according to him is considered, according to Rav, is considered a mechitza. And all the halachas that we normally have in Hilchas Mechitza will not apply here. It says the Gemara, Tochboy, if you have a karfif, which is larger than a base of sayin, and you went and you put a new layer of cement on this wall that was not made ledira, and you put it on l'shem dira, the cement is thick enough, it's a thick enough coating that if you would take the wall away, this new layer of cement could still stand. Have a meet. Then it's considered a valid wall, and it will make the karfif smaller if that will now be less than a base of sayin. Any yochlam of natsmai, if it's a thin layer of cement that it wouldn't be able to stand on its own, now we have a machlokes. Rava ama, have a meet. It's still going to be considered a legitimate way of lessening the size of the karfif. Rav Amma lo havamid, it will not be a legitimate way. Rav Amma havamid, hashtamid koi. Right now I have this layer here. And since I have the layer here, that's enough. Rav Amma lo havamid. Rav says, I can't take that into consideration. Kiven de lo yochel mekel b'fnei atzmai, since it isn't big enough that it could stand on its own, so then the halacha doesn't give it any validity. Laf klumhu. It's nothing. So Gon Yaakov explains this Gemara. He says as follows. If when you built the wall, you put on cement, that the karfif wasn't a base of sayim, but if the cement, then it doesn't make a difference. If when you put on the wall, even if you put on a thin layer of cement, and that layer of cement, because you put it there, lessened the area of a karfif, of the karfif from a base of sayim, then it's going to be fine. We're discussing, says the Gon Yaakov, an entirely new situation. We had a wall around the karfif, but the karfif was larger than a base of sayim. And we need to make it less than a base of sayim. And the way we decide to make it less than a base of sayim is by putting up the cement on the wall. Now, it's a whole new situation, and it's very much in line with what we discussed from the Ritva. It's different when I'm trying to change a status than when I'm trying to create a status. when we started the karfif and we had the cement, even though the cement is a very insignificant layer, but we're not creating a karfif which is a base of sayim. As soon as we're not creating a karfif that's base of sayim, we're fine. But in a situation where we have existing karfif that's too large and we want to break that, that is already not acceptable, because since it's existing already and it's a base of sayim, and the layer I put up is not a significant layer, it doesn't have the ability to lessen the area of the base of sayim. The Gemara continues. A karfif which is larger than a base of sayim, which wasn't meant to be used for a dira, and it has walls from three sides. And on the fourth side, it had a mound of sand. And that was the mechitza on the fourth side. So it says the Gemara, Hirchik min hatel arba, if you distanced from that mound of sand, four tfachim, vasa mechitza, and you made a mechitza, and you made that mechitza l'shem dira, the halach is hoyel. Now you'll be able to carry in that karfif. Because now, even though the karfif is larger than a base of sayim, but now the karfif was hukif l'dira, and as we keep on repeating, as soon as the karfif is hukif l'dira, you could carry there. Pachs mishloisha, but if you put up a wall less than three tfachim away from the mound of sand, oy, al psfas hatel, you put up the wall on top of the mound, on top of the mound of sand, which is diagram 150. Here we have a machlokes of Rav Chisda Rav Amnuna. Charam ahoyel, one says it will be effective, the charam aloy hoyel, and one of them says it will not be effective. We're just not sure who holds what. So the way Rashi explains the Gemara, the question here is a question of mechitza, agave mechitza. Since one wall was put on top of the other wall, is it considered a mechitza gav mechitza? And the question is, because a mechitza is here to be a hecker, is this considered a valid hecker? So as we just said, this is a machloikis. Because on one hand, it is a hecker. On the other hand, it doesn't really accomplish anything. And that's why there's a question, is that going to be considered a valid mechitza? Says the Gemara, we just said it's machlokes of Chisda and Rav Hamnuna, but we're not sure who holds what. Says the Gemara, to Rav Chisda, I will be able to bring a raya to Rav Chisda or Mahoyel. Rav Chisda is the mandomen that says it works. Ditma, hois mechitza gaba mechitza. If a mechitza was built on top of another mechitza, Amar Rav Chisda b'Shabbos, regarding Hilchas Shabbos, Hoyel. It's considered a mechitza for the various halachas. For Hilchas Shabbos. B'nichsei Hager, says the Ritva, that even though we're having a discussion here about mechitza al gabe mechitza, says the Ritva, that's only if the first mechitza was at least 10 tefachim high. But if the first mechitza wasn't 10 tefachim high, then for sure there is no concern of mechitza al gabe mechitza. And moreover, says the Ritva, that let's say you'll have a mechitza that's only 9 tefachim high. And as we keep on repeating, a mechitza which is 9 tefachim high is really not considered a mechitza. And somebody will come and add a tefach to that existing mechitza. Says the Ritva, that would be a perfect way of making a mechitza. In other words, according to Ritva, if you'll have a karfif that was not hukif ladira, and then you'll put a mechitza on top of that karfif, and that mechitza that you put on top of the karfif will make it 10 tefachim high. The halacha is that that's a perfect mechitza if it was made l'shem dira, and it will be a kaf of a hukuf l'shem dira. And the Sharetzion actually brings down this ritva in Simon Shin Nun Ches, Sifkot Nun Hey. He quotes this ritva la halacha l'maisa. But so what Rav Chisda says, mechitza gab mechitza works regarding Hilchas Shabbos, and it works for Nechsei Ger. We know that every Jew that's born a Jew has relatives, parents, brothers, cousins, whatever. The only person that could be an individual who has no relatives is a ger, because we know that gershon is gair, kekotin shenoy l'domi. And even if he was married before he became a ger, and he had children before he became a ger, that wife and those children are not considered his relatives according to halacha. Gershon is gair, kekotin shenoy l'domi. So let's say somebody became a ger, and he died without having any children after he became a ger. So when he dies, all of his assets are hefker. And who takes ownership of those assets? The halacha is whoever is zoich, whoever does a kinyan, and those assets first, becomes the owner of those assets. So the question is, throughout halacha, we know that doing something to a field, to a property, is considered a maisa kinyan. So the question is, if you build a mechitza, gabe mechitza, will that be considered that you did a maisa kinyan, that you should become the owner of that field? So Rav Chisda says, that's not considered a maisa kinyan. And therefore, the halacha is, if somebody, after I made this mechitza, gabe mechitza, will do something which is considered a real maisa kinyan, the second one will become the owner of that field, not me. So we see that according to Rav Chisda, there's a difference between Hilchas Shabbos and Hilchas Nichsei Ager. So the Or Sameach and Hilchas Shabbos, in the Rambam, Hilchas Shabbos, Perek Tezayin, Halacha Tes, explains what's the difference between Hilchas Shabbos and Nichsei Ager. So he says, as far as Nichsei Ager, since there was a mechitza there previously, so by adding to that existing wall, I've done nothing. And therefore, it's not considered a valid Maisa Kinyan. But Shabbos, what's the story that we're discussing here? That the original wall was built Shaloy L'Shem Dira. And now I put up on top of the existing wall, a new wall, L'Shem Dira. So I've done something. I've tried to accomplish something. And therefore, since what I did accomplishes something, that's why it's Koina and Shabbos according to Rav Chisda. Rav Shesh Summer, Rav Shesha disagrees, and he says, "Ap Shabbos nami loy hoil," that it doesn't work. But we clearly see to stayim that Rav Chisda's demand omer that holds that a mechitza al gav a mechitza is effective in the Hilchas Shabbos. Omer Rav Chisda, but says Rav Chisda, "Umaydili Rav Sheshes." Even though Rav Sheshes is of the opinion that even by Hilchas Shabbos, mechitza al mechitza, a gav a mechitza is not effective, that if somebody made a mechitza al atel, somebody built a mechitza on top of the mound of sand, hoil, that it is considered effective. My tama, hoil umi ava mechitza sal yoinas hudor. Somebody who's going to be on top of that tail, somebody who takes residence on top of that mound of sand, doesn't, the mechitza that's below him doesn't really accomplish anything. Since it doesn't really accomplish anything for him, so the mechitza that I build now on top of the tail is accomplishing something for him. Now I have a mechitza around the area where I'm living on top of the tail. And therefore, even Rav Sheshes would agree that that's an effective mechitza. Ask the Gemara, boy, Rabbi Babachana. Somebody built a mechitza, gaba mechitza, where there was very soft ground. And then nivlu ha-mechitzas ha-tachtoynes. And then the bottom mechitzas got swollen into the ground. And now, el-yoynes, the mechitzas that were there before are standing. So that means when I built the mechitzas wasn't a good mechitza, according to Manda Omer, that mechitza, agaba mechitza, is not effective. But now, since the bottom mechitzas got swallowed into the ground, what I did is effective. So now the question is, will that be considered a valid mechitza? And Rashi explains, nivlu atachtoinis bekarka, the bottom mechitzas got swallowed up into the ground, shoya ofer rak v'tichuach, Rashi says it was soft ground, v'nechvara kosel basachas, it all got swallowed up into the ground. So the Mefarshim try to understand Rashi. Why do you have to have, going back to a concept that we just discussed a moment ago, why must we have a situation where the entire mechitza got swallowed up? If the first mechitza got swallowed up to the degree where it's no longer standing, 10 tefachim above ground, So now my mechitza that I put on top of it, that I meant it should be ladira, is enough that it should accomplish. And in fact, the Mishnah Berurah and Simon Shin and Ches of Katan and Zayin brings from the Rambam that even though Rashi learns Pshat in the Gemara that the entire Bat HaMechitza got swallowed into the ground, we don't need to have that the entire Bat HaMechitza got swallowed to the ground. If Bat HaMechitza got swollen up into the ground to the degree that my upper Mechitza now is required to have the necessary 10 Tefachim, that's what the Gemara is discussing. Lamai, ask the Gemara, Rabbi Baba Chana discussed this situation, and the Gemara wants to know regarding what halacha was he discussing. E nechseger, again, to what the situation that we spoke about, if somebody wants to take ownership of the nechseger, says the Gemara, Hainu the Yirmi Bera, isn't this what happened with Yirmi Bera? The Yirmi Bera says, the Yirmi Bera, Omer of Yehuda, Hain man the shadow lifter, appeal of the hour of the ger. Somebody who put a turnip in a crack in the property of a ger. And the reason a turnip is mentioned, says the Ritva, is because turnips were typically planted in the cracks in the ground. And moreover, it's something that turnips, as the Ritva, grew quickly. So, says the Gemara, according to Ritva, he's trying to teach us that even though it's something that's normally done, and not only is it something normally done, it's something where you will see the benefit very quickly. And now, also Yisrael Achrin Rafik Bapurta. And another Jew came and he plowed in the property. The halacha is Kamaloi Kana. The first person, even though he did something which we would consider significant, the halacha doesn't consider significant. My Tama, what's the reason? Be either the Shada, because when he threw that turnip into that ground, those seeds, like Koshavach, at that point it didn't accomplish anything. Ki Koshavcha, when the turnip ultimately grew, and like we just finished explaining, even though it grew quite quickly, that was already not because of my direct act, and therefore it's not considered a kinyan in the Nechsei Ager. El Al Inyan Shabbos. The question is regarding Hilchos Shabbos, that according to the opinion, Rav Sheshi's opinion, that a mechitza agaba mechitza does not work regarding Hilchos Shabbos. What's going to be halacha regarding this mechitza, where the original mechitza, as we just explained, part of the original mechitza got swallowed up into the ground? What will be the halacha? Have, says the Gemara, mechitza nas Shabbos. When did this mechitza come into existence? During Shabbos, when the first mechitza got absorbed into the ground. The Tanya, we know that halacha is the kol mechitza nas b'shabbos beim b'shoygi beim b'meizid shema mechitza. So certainly it should be effective, says the Gemara. Lav it malah. But haven't we commented on that halacha that a mechitza that's created in Shabbos is omer of nachm lo shanu el lizrik? It only is for chumrah. That if place of a mechitza was created on Shabbos, what it accomplishes is that that area could be considered rishus yochid. And if you'll throw from a Rishus Rabbim into that area, or vice versa, from that area into Rishus Rabbim, you'll be chayiv. Avol l'taltal, to carry in that area, that it should be considered a full-fledged Rishus HaYochid that you may carry in that area, usur. So, here too, why are we saying it's considered a mechitza? Says the Gemara, Kiyatu de Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman that said that a mechitza that's made on Shabbos is only considered a mechitza, l'chumra, is only amezritin, when you made the mechitza deliberately. But if you did not make the mechitza deliberately, as is the case of our Gemara, it will be considered a mechitza. Says the Gemara, he itzah of the mechitza gab a mechitza, ben nechse ger. There was a woman who wanted to take ownership of the assets of the ger, and she built a mechitza gab a mechitza. Also who gavra, and she thought that that's the way she's going to take ownership. Also, Gavra, then a second person came and Rafik Bapurta and plowed in that field. And now they came to the entire to Rav Nachman, who was the owner of this property. Also, Kamei, the Rav Nachman, and Ukme Biyode. He said the person who plowed, because he says, as we're learning, everybody agrees, Mechitza, doesn't work for Nechse Ger. Also, Eva called Sofka Kamei. And this woman was very upset and she was upset. Yelling, I did the first Maisa Kinyan. I should be the owner. Amala, So Rav Nachman said to her, "My Avdlach, what should I do to help you? The machzik inshi. You didn't make a proper chazaka, and since you didn't make a proper chazaka, it's not effective." Says the Gemara, "Karfiv beishloisha. If you have a karf which is three tefachim, three saum big, the kiraba, and you put a roof on top of an area which is a base saum. Rav Amar avikuruim yes, right? The place that you put the roof over is considered connected with the karfif, and you still have a karfif that's too large. It's bigger than a base of sayim. The area that's been roofed is not going to be considered that you not considered part of the karfif. Says the Gemara, Lema Rabba Rav Zeira. Should we suggest that the machloikus of Rabba and Rav Zeira is beplugged to the Rav and Shmuel Kamafki? It's connected to the machloikus of Rav and Shmuel. Ditma, achsadra bebika. If somebody builds an achsadra is a place that has a roof and four poles on the side. Diagram 153. A roof with four poles. Says the Gemara. Rav of a mutal tata bekuloi. Rav says you could carry under that entire area. It's considered Rishus HaYachid. V'shmul ama eim etatmul ela abba amas. It's considered like an amma abbas. And the Gemara explains the opinions. Rav ama mutal tat b'kula, you could carry an entire area. The Marinan, for we say, pi tikri yoyev esosim. The halacha says that the sides of the walls come down, and since the sides of the ceiling come down and create walls, it's an area that's totally enclosed. If it's an area that's totally enclosed, so you obviously may carry there. Shmuel Amar, Eim Atatmal El Ba'Abba Amis, you only could carry within Arba Amis of that area. D'lay Aminin, because he doesn't subscribe to the concept of Pi Tikra V'Yoyver Saisun. Says the Gemara, no. Everybody could say that Pi Tikra V'Yoyver Saisun. And therefore, Ida Vidik Be'ki Achsadra, if it was built like an Achsadra, will say Pi Tikra V'Yoyver Saisun, and therefore, it will separate if it's in a karfif, which is three saw, and the area that's covered is a saw, it will separate, and you won't have a problem. We, however, are discussing a situation, it's a slanted roof, diagram 150. And since it's a slanted roof, there we don't say, Pitikri Yared Vesaisim. Amrav Zera, continues the Gemara, Moedina, however, I am in agreement that if part of in a situation where you have a karfif which partially is roofed, the area that's roofed is not connected with the area with, of the rest of the karfif, but karfif shenifritz memeluah. L'chotzer, that if a karfif is open completely to a chotzer, diagram 155. So here you have the karfif, which is a base of sayim, and it's open to a completely open to the chotzer, she'osur, that you can't carry there. My tama, however, if this karfif was less than a base of sayim, but now by it being open to this chotzer, being that it's completely open to this chotzer, it makes the chotzer extension of the karfif, and you have too much area. So the Rajba asks, why is that the case? If we look at diagram 155, we have on the two sides of the entrance from the karfif to the chotzer these posts, and therefore it should be, as we learned earlier, lechi hanir b'mechutz v'shav b'mefnim. That even though it's a lechi that's only visible to people outside or on the inside or vice versa, it's still considered a lechi. So one way the Rajba explains that here we're referring to, here we're going according to the opinion that this is not considered a valid lechi. That's one way of explaining. Another way of explaining is that we spoke that a lechi which is more than dalet amis cannot be considered a lechi. So we're going to have to explain that these two sides in the entrance between the karfif and the chotzer, the parts, the posts that are sticking out, more than four amis, and it will not be acceptable. Another opinion that the Ritva suggests that a karfif, a lechi, doesn't work for a karfif. And therefore, just because this may be considered a valid karfif, it's not going to be considered a valid lechi, it's not going to be effective for a karfif. Maskel of Rabbi Yosef asks Rabbi Yosef on the din that Rabbi Zeir just taught us, v'chi hav aver hamutalai asroi. Let's think about this, he says. The karfif is open to a chotzer. Now, when is there an issue when something is open to another area? When it's open to an area where you can't carry to that area. But this karfif is open to a chotzer. And since, as we're going to learn, according to the opinion of Reb Shimon, we mentioned Reb Shimon's opinion previously, you may carry from a karfif to a chotzer. So if you're allowed to carry from a karfif to a chotzer, how could the chotzer make that you can't carry in the karfif? You can't say that since the karfif is open to the chotzer and now you're bigger than Beis Hasayim, because the chotzer is hukuf ladira. So the chotzer is not a karfif. So how could the chotzer, which is a place you're allowed to carry from the karfif to the chotzer and from the chotzer to the karfif, and you're certainly allowed to carry within the chotzer itself, because the chotzer doesn't have the rules of a karfif, why should it serve as an area that could cause problems for the karfif? Amar Abaya. Abaya says, according to whom are you making this point? You're making this point, Kaman, according to Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon says that chatzeris and karfifos are all considered one rishus, and anything that was in a chotzer before, as Shabbos began, you could carry without any problem to a karfif, and vice versa. But it says the Gemara of Shimon Nami, even if you want to follow the opinion of Shimon, ha ika avir makam mechitzis. When we think about the karfif, we also have to think about the place where there was the mechitzis. And that's also part of the karfif. And since the karfif at the beginning that we're discussing, this is the way Rashi explains the Gemara, is exactly a base of Sayim. When we add the area of the wall, now it's bigger than the base of Sayim. And therefore, the karfif on its own is an issue. And this is shown in diagram 157. Dom Rav Chisda, and Rabbi brings a raya that even according to Rav Shimon, who treats a chatzor and a karfif as one area, the wall area is connected to the karfif. Dharma Chizda, karfif shenichesritz mlu lechotzer. You have a karfif that's completely open to a chotzer. Chotzer mataris, you may carry in the chotzer, the karfif osur, and you may not carry in the chotzer. And he explains himself. Chotzer maitam mataris, why are you allowed to carry in the chotzer, even though you're not allowed to carry in the karfif? And if we follow the opinion of the chachamim, that the chotzer and the karfif are not considered one area, so why is it not considered that it's open to an area that you can't carry to? The answer is, this like gefufe, it has those pieces that are sticking out on the side. Ask the Gemara, and therefore, since it's not considered, completely open to the karfif, and therefore you could carry in the chotzer and not in the karfif. Says the Gemara, v'zim demashkach slo'epcha, but you could have a reverse situation. You could have a situation where the chotzer is osur and the karfif is mutter. What would be the case? Where the karfif is larger than the chotzer and the chotzer is completely open to the karfif, where the karfif is larger than the chotzer and the karfif and the chotzer is open to the karfif. So why could you carry in that chotzer? That chotzer doesn't have anything covering its opening. The answer is mishum demrinan ze ave mechitzu miyatsroi. When they're completely open, the wall can make the karfif be bigger than a base of sayim. V'zay ein ave mechitzu miyatsroi, but it has no effect on the chotzer. So therefore, he said this halacha in a situation where the karfif is completely open to the chotzer, and the karfif therefore is bigger than a base of sayim, and the chotzer, since it's enclosed, you could carry in. Hahu bustana, says the Gemara, there was a field They have a samach l'gudada panna, which was next to the outer wall of the tarklin. And this is shown in diagram 158. And the outer wall of the home fell down. The outer wall of the wall fell down. Rabbi said that even after that wall fell down, you could rely on the inner wall. That means that even though one wall fell down, and because that outer wall fell down, so it's not properly enclosed, the outer wall of the mansion, which also served as the wall of the field, collapsed, and this was the wall that was used to make it be hukuf ladira. So now when it falls down, you don't have a wall that was made ladira. But Rabbi wanted to say, you could rely on lismach aguda gavusei. They could rely on the inner wall of the house. Since that inner wall of the house is now exposed to the orchard, that wall, which certainly was built l'shem dira, because it's the wall of the house, should be able to serve as the wall for the field. And not only could serve as a wall for the field, it's a wall that was made l'shem dira. Amalei Rapapa. So Rapapa said to him, Shum da osim imalai, because you come from people that don't live long, Amrisa melis mil milyasi, you say words that also not really fully developed. Hani mechitzel l'gavoy aviden, these walls that you want to rely on were made for the house, the lebroi loy aviden, they weren't made for the field, and since they weren't made for the field, they cannot be relied on. So the Gemara used a very sharp expression, that because you came from people that don't live long, that's why you said things that don't have much meaning. How do we understand this statement? So Rashi, based on the way the Shlah explains Rashi, is as follows. The Gemara says that there was a klala, there was a curse on the family of Eli, that they will die young. But the Gemara says that even though they're going to die long, the pasuk says bezevach ubemincha, if they learn Torah and they do chesed, bezevach ubemincha yichupa, they can live longer. So if people from the family of Eli learn Torah and do chesed, the Gemara gives a number of examples throughout Shas, they will be zoichet that they can live long even though they come from that family. So what he was saying to him was, you come from this family that has to be concerned that you won't be zoich tarichas yamim. So you have to make sure that to live, Rapapi was saying to Rabibi, you make sure that the divrei Torah you say have to be really good and have to be really true. And then that divrei Torah will give you the schus to give you arichas yamim. Don't say divrei Torah that won't make sense. Say divrei Torah that are halachically very sound, and therefore, you and all of us should be zoichet tarichas yomim.